This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring.
Welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. Let's get right into it. There's been some dependency confusion in AWS code artifact. In other words, an attack vector exists when an attacker publishes a malicious package to a public repo with the same name as an organization's internal package. AWS sort of begrudgingly kind of fixed it when they introduced additional controls that mitigate this, and they put a blog post about it, but no security alert. So pay attention if you're using code artifact. Platform Q wins this week's S3 Bucket Negligence Award for leaking almost 100,000 healthcare professionals' personal data. I found an interesting article that suggests that ransomware in AWS isn't a purely theoretical concern. But I don't know. Everything I hear from this is from someone trying to sell me something. If anyone knows of any examples of ransomware on AWS causing problems, please reach out. Confidentiality is always assured. And Protocol had an interview with AWS CISO CJ Moses about his cloud security challenges. He's worth listening to. I'm frankly envious that Protocol was able to get him to sit for an interview like this.
This episode is sponsored in part by LaunchDarkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? LaunchDarkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you, and watch for the wince.
AWS had a single announcement worth paying attention to. They co-announced the release of the Open Cybersecurity Schema Framework, or OCSF project. This, as best I can tell, is open telemetry for security. Hopefully, implementing this thing isn't going to suck quite as much as implementing OTel does. And in the world of open source tools, Trivy, that's T-R-I-V-Y, is a security scanner for vulnerabilities in container images, Git repos, file systems, and various bits of configuration. As of this week, it also supports scanning your AWS environment for misconfigurations as well. Nifty. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.